Greetings to the cyberspace masses live from the Channel Club. It's me, Lucky Focker. Got more new music coming up tonight. I have some Focker feature artists calling in, or I'll be calling him actually, but talking on the Focker phone live from Montreal will be Daniel Iorio. Great artist, one of my favorites. Anyways, I'm Lucky Focker. I'm your DJ here. I'll be with you another 3 hours. We're coming up with the Focker feature artist now. We're going to have another one later. And we're off to a great start, man. The stream is flowing fine tonight. I'm going to play the first song here. It is Underneath the Willow Tree, our Focker feature artist, Daniel Iorio. Ain't technology grand? I got him here with me. Say hello, Daniel.
How's it going, Lucky?
All the way from Montreal, right?
That's right. Freezing my ass off here tonight.
Well, that makes two of us, dude.
Oh, you man, know? Brutal.
You ain't that much farther north than me.
Oh, you know what? Farther enough. Really cold here.
All right. I am speaking with Daniel Iorio, of course, our Focker feature artist this hour. You guys are just listening to Underneath the Willow Tree. Daniel, that's a great song, man. You got anything to tell me about that tune?
Well, thank you very much, first of all, and thank you for having me on your show, Lucky. And obviously, I'm totally honored. Very cool to be here.
My pleasure.
Well, that song actually was a bit of a mistake, to be honest with you. I was in the process of writing and recording something else that I ended up hating at the end of the whole thing in playing it back. So I pretty well scrapped everything except this really tinny sort of AM radio sounding guitar track that you can hear in Willow Tree Way in the background, and built the tune around that sort of by default, really. And so it was just one of those good mistakes that sort of happened, and I didn't think too much about it.
I know what you're talking about. I've had similar thing kind of happen. You know, you piece of something else works in somewhere else, and before you know it, you got another song.
Well, that's it. I mean, yeah, I'm constantly ripping myself off from other tunes, you know, that are on the back burner. And yeah, there was just nothing really brilliant about that one. It was just a really good mistake.
I'll tell you, gets a really good response, that song.
Yeah, we've been pretty surprised, actually. Again, based on the fact that it's a really rough demo, and I don't put too much thought or effort into them, because essentially they're meant to be pre-production versions of the songs. So the fact that people are digging them and being forgiving about the sound quality, and in some cases the lukewarm performances, is just great.
Well, I don't know if I'd call them lukewarm. Come on, man, that's lukewarm. You show me something full. You got anything full blown I can play? Come on.
You don't hear some of the mixes that I hear before.
Oh, okay. Well, like, sure. So tell me what's happening with your music there in Montreal.
Well, as we were just discussing before we went on live, got a great bunch of guys that I'm playing with right now, and we go by the name Daniel and the Holy Joes, and I think they're probably listening tonight. So how you doing, guys? And the band consists of Julian Gasick, who's our electric guitarist, lead guitarist. Our drummer is Scott Foster, and our bass player's name is Marco DeGagne. And they're just a great bunch of guys, and they've given really wings to these songs and a whole new life, and definitely some well-needed edge. And we're just kicking around. We're trying to get some gigs. We're playing the Emergenza Festival in February 21st. And that's an international battle of the bands, so something that we're looking forward to. But it's we don't really care about the whole battle element. We just want to get out there and play, and work out our kinks and have a good time. I think we're doing that.
I believe I saw a video of you guys somewhere on the net.
Yeah, that was our first gig, actually. Yeah, the audacity of us to put it on there online. Huh?
It was pretty good, man.
We were pretty blown away, because that night was the on-stage sound was horrendous, and so really all we could hear was a pretty consistent farting sound throughout the whole set. So when we got off, I think we all sort of looked at each other and said, God, if we, you know, even remotely sounded good, then I think we're okay. And someone had videotaped it, and in playing it back, we were pretty surprised. And said, hey, that wasn't bad for our first show. It wasn't as bad as we thought, because seemingly the room sound was pretty good. So, yeah, that was our first show together. We had a great time.
Great. So you mentioned how a lot of these songs here are demos, quality, let's say. You call it, you know, they're demo quality.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
They're still nice, and they play nice. They go in nice here. You guys working on anything? I mean, you working on anything studio quality that you're working on, or?
Actually, yes. I don't really know what I'm allowed to say about it, but I've been very fortunate enough to be approached by two well-established producers that are digging the stuff, and they've sort of offered to record what started off as a three-song demo has now turned into probably a full-length album, and they'd like to do it in 5.1 surround sound. We're still sort of hammering that out. That would take place in Toronto, which is about a 5.5-hour drive from Montreal. So obviously, there's definitely some things to work out. I've got a mortgage to pay, so I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're talking about it, and hopefully we'll be able to record those tunes properly.
Well, that's good. If somebody's offering to produce something for you, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and they're really cool guys, and I think they really understand where the songs are supposed to go, so it's a total bonus.
Excellent, man.
I feel blessed, yeah.
One more question here. What's your thoughts on the state of internet music, first of all? What do you think?
Well, obviously, I'm talking to you right now, so that, of course, I don't think would have been as feasible 15, 20 years ago, unless I was calling University Station, let's say. I think it's phenomenal.
You see a future.
Absolutely. It's just blowing me away what we've been able to do as independent artists. Just the reach that we have. It's even hard to put in words, but I'm very excited about it, obviously, and I'm milking it for all it's worth.
You have a presence on the net, and that's good. Very good.
Well, you know what? I learned from some of the best people on the net. I only started promoting music on the net maybe 2 years ago, and that was a result of... I was in another band called Ecclestone, and we parted ways, and suddenly I didn't have a band to arrange the songs with anymore. So I did the unthinkable and started messing around with my computer, which was unheard of for me, because I'm not very good with computers, and secondly, I'm a pretty organic songwriter. I usually just write tunes with an acoustic guitar, pen and a paper sort of thing, and I was just turned on to this whole world of other possibilities, and made these demos that were never really, never destined to be online. They were just pre-prod demos that hopefully would give a new band an idea of to what direction I wanted to go. And I just put them out there, and a lot of people dug them. So
great, man.
It's awesome.
You mentioned Ecclestone. Now, this Pain and Deliverance tune, didn't you mention that was that a guitarist with you?
That was, what happened was, that song's really old. That song was on Ecclestone's first CD. I'd written that in 96, 97, and just this last Saturday night, my guitar player and I watched a hockey game, and our Montreal Canadiens got hammered by the Toronto Maple Leafs, and we were just crushed about it, so we started just jamming on the blues, and I played him this tune that I'd done with Ecclestone. I said, you know, I think we could do like kind of a funky acoustic blues version of this, and he just picked it up in about 10 seconds, and we recorded it right away, just for the hell of it.
And we got it.
You got it.
That's cool. We're going to play it after. We're going to play it.
Right on.
So I'm going to be...
Julian, I hope you're listening, man.
Who's that?
Julian. He's the guy who's... He's the guitar player in the Holy Joes, and he is accompanying me on that very song. He plays all the fine guitar licks and leads that you hear.
All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. I've been a fan of your music since I've heard it, and
thank you so much.
I wish you the best success, man. It's great having you finally here at Song Planet, and I hope to see some more of your material here. And don't forget, man, we got the world premiere exclusives here, so you bring me a song brand new, and I'm going to play it for you. We'll have you on the air again.
You got it, Lucky, and thank you so much again for having me, and Song Planet rocks.
All right, man, I'm going to let you go. Peace.
Woo! See you later. Bye.
All right, man, that was Daniel, and let's get to that tune. This is something brand new, man. Ain't nobody heard. Pain and Deliverance, Pain or Deliverance here on Song Planet Radio. That's Daniel Iorio with a brand new song. He sent me Pain or Deliverance, something he did with a guitar player. And just him and a guitar player, man. Great sound, kind of bluesy kind of thing going on there, like the kind of harmony kind of thing he's got going on. Of course, I like all of Daniel's stuff. I think he's a great artist, and it was great to have him here on the Focophone. So one more time, thanks to Daniel Iorio for checking in with us on the Focophone here and having a great chat with me. I enjoy talking to him, enjoy listening to his music, and having him as a Fokker feature artist. I got another tune of his I'm going to play. Like I said, with these, I'm going to be throwing three of them in. And you know which one I got to throw on, man. Out on a Bend. I think this is his best vocal performance I've heard. So take a listen to this, and I'll be back.
I'm all out of love, and I'm starting to give up.